Hey y'all, I'm Danny, and this is Heard. Hi guys, welcome back to Heard the Podcast. I'm your illustrious host. Yes, I'm back. And how are you guys doing? How are you doing, J-Rob?
Doing good. I'm doing amazing. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I was transparent last episode. I feel like I'm still, I'm just going through a really sensitive mental time right now. Mm-hmm. But it is getting better. I'm just learning how to navigate things. I just feel like, maybe I'm just going through, I keep talking about the whole me turning 30 thing, but maybe it's just, like I said, I'm in a weird, mental space right now. And maybe it's just one of those things where it's just growing pains, maybe. Because I'm entering in a new chapter. But I've been very vulnerable and very sensitive mentally lately. I've been very emotionally sensitive lately. I just have. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to I work from home a lot. But I don't know if, a lot of times, J-Rob, let me know what you think this is. But sometimes I just feel like it's really hard for me to get out of bed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So sometimes it's really hard for me to get out, and I don't want to be, I don't think I'm depressed.
Right.
I don't think I'm depressed, but, I do feel like sometimes it's, really hard for me to get out of bed.
Is working from home the reason?
No, I enjoy working from home, but I will say this though. My job, made a whole, transition. I'm a graphic designer, and my job made a transition with the creative department. Mm-hmm. So I used to design for the DC market, mm-hmm. but now they changed things, and I actually design for all of the Texas markets, all of the Florida markets, and I design for one of the Alabama markets.
So it's more work.
It's more work, and it's different clients,
right,
and different people. So maybe, that's still an adjustment. Because, I told you before we got on camera, I was like, I'm sure you get stressed out as an engineer. You're around so many different people, so many different personalities, and so many different energies. Sometimes it's exhausting.
Yes.
So I don't know. Maybe that's what it is. And also I need to start, a more active routine. I need to work out.
That'll help
more. And I'm going to try, instead of me working out after work, even though I'm at home all day, mm-hmm. instead of me working out after work, I think I might go to the gym before work right. in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I think that'll probably set the tone for me.
Right.
So I'm going to try to get in the groove of that. So we'll see how that works. And then also, I haven't been smoking weed for the last 2 weeks, and I feel like that's kind of honestly partially why I'm feeling away. So I'm going to start back smoking weed consistently again.
That's what it is, withdrawals. change at work, withdrawals.
Yeah, I'm going to start, when I don't smoke weed every 2 weeks, it's just, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like I need to smoke weed every day. So I'm going to see about smoking weed every day and see how that works.
swap that out with working out.
Right. Yeah, so, anywho, okay. So, yes, June just started, and, I'm going into June with a positive outlook, and like I said, we're bringing back the positive quote, so I have a positive quote at the end of this episode for you, so stay tuned. But I will say this, we have a couple of reports of bad news for June already. I think Tina Turner passed away before or after our recording last?
Before. No, after.
After? Okay, so rest in peace to Tina Turner. And then also, did you hear about DC Young Fly's wife?
Yeah.
So DC Young Fly's wife / partner, Jackie O, they have 3 kids together. She just passed away a couple days ago during a plastic surgery procedure. So rest in peace to her, and condolences and prayers out to DC Young Fly. I know that's hard, that's the mother of your 3 children, and I think him and 85 South, they were going on tour, and yeah. And just he's still pretty young, because I think DC Young Fly is maybe 31 32 something like that. Yeah. So she was 32 as well, his child's mother and partner and wife and things like that. So just that surgery thing, man, it's just so scary because you just never know. Mm-hmm. And because I was actually due, did I say about how I was going to, I was actually going to do the gastric sleeve surgery.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was, guys, I was going to go and get a gastric sleeve because the medical insurance I have is pretty good. And they were going to cover, you know, they were going to cover it. And then also, you know, it's just, it was with the insurance that I have, it was going to go smooth. It wasn't a hassle for me to get the, to get approved for the surgery. But, you know, I just, you know, and you know, I met with the doctor, and you know, she went through all the information with me, and you know, I'm still pretty young in our age bracket, you know, 30 and under, you know, it's less risky for us. So that's what she, you know, she did the data with me. She went through all the, you know, the data, stuff like that. And, you know, she had to say, she's obligated, like, you know, there's a point, you know, 0.01% that, you know, of death. But, you know, I didn't, you know, she was like, you know, there's a 0.01 of death, but, you know, no one has died on my watch, you know, but like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, there's always a chance of that.
Always.
And this was surgery, because, you know, and then also like, and then it was the whole thing of like, you know, they say that, you know, because surgery has progressed over time, mm-hmm. but, you know, when it comes to the gastric sleeve, they're cutting out most of your stomach. So it's like, it's the fear of like, oh, does this lessen my chances of carrying when I want to, you know, start having children and things right. like that, you know, but data shows like, you know, nowadays it's not, you know, it's not that bad of a chance that you won't have kids if you go through the surgery, but it's still so scary. So after I just thought about it, I was just like, you know what, I'm going to really give losing weight a really genuine try before I go with that. I may yes. revisit the whole gastric sleeve idea maybe later down the line in life, but right now I need to give it a real try when it comes to my physical fitness journey. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just the gastric sleeve. Other things like plastic surgery, that's more invasive. That's even more, you know, wow. It's just so, you know, it's just like, it's just, that whole situation is just, it's really unfortunate. I'm really like, that was really sad just to think about that.
Not for real.
So sorry, I got a text message. Let me see. So anyway, so that's that. Rest in peace to Jackie O, and prayers out to the family, and rest in peace to Tina Turner. She was 83 years old. She had a career, man. I'm trying to tell you.
And
also, Tina Turner, she said that they said at one point, you know, while she was alive, she said that she wishes that she took better care of her body and, you know, had better health. And like, people were just saying like, you know, maybe if she took better care of, maybe she would still be here, you know, things like that. And I feel like, you know, like, honestly, you know, I'm young and I'm being accountable for my, you know, what I need to do as a young person. But also, like, I feel like, you know, even as an older person, I feel like older people should be accountable and still not use the excuse of being old to not work out or not be active.
Yeah, no,
like, you being old is not, there's no excuse for you being old. You still should take walks once a day, and you still need to be active.
Facts.
I'm sure your doctor, you as like a senior citizen or whatever, I'm sure your doctor says to you, be active. You being old does not mean anything. You need to go for walks at least.
Not for real.
Do some stretches. Do some yoga. There's all, you know.
That's the key. Being active.
That's the key. But yeah, so that is that. Okay, so on to the mess. We still have to figure out what we're going to call the pop culture section of the show. I am determined, damn it. We have to figure it out, okay? But anyway, here is the pop culture segment of the show. So this segment of the show is going to be filled with bad decisions. It's going to be filled with haters. Oh. It's going to be filled with jealousy. Uh-huh. And it's going to be filled with, you know, taking a stand, you know, and taking a break and, you know, realizing that you need a break. So this is here we go. Okay. Dani Leigh. Get an Uber. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, what was that? Like, I don't. So Dani Leigh, over Memorial so Day crazy. Weekend, she was arrested for a DUI. She was driving drunk, and she actually, I believe she hit someone that was on a moped scooter or whatever, and reportedly like dragged them for a full block until she was stopped by police. And, you know, I believe that she fractured the person's spine, and it was some other shit. Like, the person's injured. And, you know, she was pulled over. She failed the sobriety test, of course. And then she blew in the alcohol thing. What do you call it? The alcohol,
breathalyzer.
They said that her limit was, her limit was twice the legal limit. She was drunk. She was fucked up.
Yeah, she was fucked up.
Driving home. There's no excuse for that. That could have ended. You could have killed someone. You could have killed yourself. You are someone's mother. I'm saying all these things right now before I get to the other stuff. I feel like that was very, it's just no excuse. Nowadays, there's no excuse to drive drunk. No excuse at all. And I'm not going to hold you. Honestly, I feel like I know people that have driven drunk. I've driven drunk home before in college, but like still like, and luckily, thank God, nothing happened. And you know what I'm saying? But I will never do that again. But I just feel like, you know, it's just, there's no reason to drive drunk, y'all. There is no reason to drive nowadays in 2023. There is no reason to drive drunk at all. And also, like, you're Danny Lay. You have so many things. You can call a driver. You could get an Uber. It's all these things, because they said that she was driving drunk, and she was there was someone in the passenger seat that was even more drunk than her. So I'm like, come on, y'all. What the hell?
Who's the dozen? Somebody could be dozen it. Somebody.
What the hell?
Somebody. That's crazy, though.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy. You know, just because you may have gotten away with driving drunk before doesn't mean you need to keep doing it. Yeah. And it's because you don't feel drunk. Maybe you don't. It don't mean nothing. If you've been drinking, you need to not drive drunk. Okay. And you know, I just feel like I'm just with Danny Lay and her career. Nowadays, you know, I feel like she, you know, I mean, I don't know if she is depressed or just like, I don't know, you know, her music isn't really popping like it used to. And, you know, we all saw the whole thing that went down with her and the baby and how, you know, she just had a baby. I think her baby is like either 1 year old now. One is a 1 year old now. I believe her baby's under two, maybe, or maybe 2 years old. She has a toddler. So that's even, you know, it's just, I feel like she has gone through a lot publicly. Mm-hmm. She's made poor decisions. I think I've said on the show before, she's made poor decisions, but I feel like her music is, I think Danny Lay has really good music. I enjoy her music, even her music that she recently put out. I enjoy a lot of her music. And it's just like, I feel like, you know, her career probably isn't going the way she wants it to go right now. So, you know, that's also a thing, I feel like. But I just feel like, you know, this is just bad decisions all across the board. Like, you can't be driving drunk.
So now
they're saying that there's a chance of her getting time. And, you know, if she gets convicted, she's going to be a convicted felon. And because she did this. This was in Miami, mm-hmm. Florida. So
right.
They have their own little laws out there. So, you know, she could. I mean, there's definitely a possibility of her getting some time for this. Hopefully she doesn't get time. Hopefully, you know, this is like a. But I hope that person is well. I hope they recover. A fractured spine?
That's crazy, right?
And you dragged them for a block? Like a city block?
A whole block.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my God. So, yeah, no drinking and driving, y'all. Do not drink and drive. Seriously, it's not cute.
Drink responsibly.
Anywho, so the Sweetie and YG pictures came out. I think I've been heard that they were dating. And it's always the joke of like, oh my gosh, the industry is only the same. It's the same five girls. It's like, you know, that's the joke all the time.
Never knew that.
But huh?
Never knew that. But go ahead.
You never heard that? Like, it's the same five girls. Like,
I mean, no.
You never heard that shit?
I never
shit?
Heard anybody say that, but
yeah.
I can tell.
You can tell it's the same.
Yeah, it's the same people.
Yeah. But, this is interesting. I just, they're both like, you know, LA, you know, LA niggas, you know what I'm saying? She from the Bay, he from Bompton, right?
Bompton, yeah.
yeah, he from Bompton or whatever. But I love YG music. I love that Cali shit. Nah. That's my shit. Like the YG and the Tigers of it all. Yeah, I love me some, you know, some YG, some hard ass YG and some Nipsey Hussle. But yeah, so I've been heard about this. The pictures finally came out. Whatever, whoop-de-doo. I mean, that wasn't a surprise for me. But I, because you know, YG used to date, you know, we all know Sweetie used to date Quavo, and right, she used to date Diddy's son, she used to date Keith Powers, and then YG used to date Kehlani, mm-hmm. and who else did he used to date? I don't know, but yeah, so he used to date Kehlani, and he has children with someone, he has two kids by someone, so, but usually, like, I've noticed that, like, you know, he'll, like, have a girlfriend or whatever, and then go back to his baby mother, and then it's, like, a little pattern that he does or whatever, and so, I guess when the pictures surface, like, of him and Sweetie in the hot tub or whatever, or jacuzzi, wherever they were at, I don't know, somewhere in Cabo or some shit like that, his child's mother, says that, she put on her story, she said, just because we got the same blood don't make us family, and just because we got kids together don't make us family, because with family like mine, I'd rather not have any. So, I mean, we all know. I mean, so clearly, you know, whatever he... I don't know, man. I don't know.
I don't know.
Honestly, this is my honest opinion. This is no hate because, you know, this is my show. I want to talk because, yeah, whatever. I don't think this is going to last. And I think that, you know, just... You know, with her going online like this, it's like, what were you telling your baby mother? Like, what dreams were you selling her? Like, you know, it's like, it's almost like, you know, y'all were still fucking. Y'all were recently fucking, and the pictures came out of you and Sweet. You know what I mean? Things like this. Like, her saying this is like, y'all were still fucking. You know what I'm saying? Right. And y'all have kids. I think his youngest child is like under five, I think, or some shit like that. So it's like, I don't know, whatever. It's that. There's that. I don't think this is going to last. And then also, like, I feel like, damn, Sweetie, because, you know, she broke up with Quavo because he was cheating on her. Right. Like, she was tired of him cheating on her.
Right.
And it's like, you got with YG, like, what you think finna, who you think YG is? You know what I'm saying? It's just like, because then Kehlani broke up with him because, like, he was, like, lying. It was some whole shit. But it's just like, well, it's like, okay. But then again, you know what I'm saying? You know, then again, when it comes to men or when it comes with anyone, you know, your relationship is different from that relationship, so he might be a different man with you. You know, I'll give the benefit of the doubt. I'm just saying she broke up with Quavo because he was cheating on her ass, and she was tired of him cheating on her, and you got with YG, and YG is like, that's no bad. I mean, he might be worse. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, damn. But that's not my relationship. It's just observation. You know, it's just whatever, chitter chatter, whatever. Also, sidebar. So. Damson Idris, right? You know, first of all, Damson Idris is one of my favorite young actors right now.
Right.
I'm so sad that Snowfall, you know, went off. But, you know, like I said, Damson Idris is one of my favorite actors. I love Lori Harvey. When I heard about Lori Harvey, first of all, I'm the number one Lori Harvey champion. When I hear about her dating niggas, I root her on all the way through. Okay? So this is no hate. But Damson, this is a quick sidebar. Damson Idris was on Twitter the other day. He was tweeting about, I'm so tired of all the chitter chatter, mind y'all business, you know, this culture, just whatever, this, you know, just because they're in Paris right now, uh-huh. or they were in Europe or whatever for Beyonce's concert, uh-huh. and they were posting videos of each other. Then they were also seeing people post videos of them, and he was all up on her and stuff. And people were making jokes about, like, oh my god, please pray for Damson Idris or whatever, because he's under the Lori Harvey spell type shit, whatever, right? It was little jokes and stuff. But I'm just like, and he tweeted those things talking about some mind your business, blah, blah, blah. But, like, this is the thing, right? And correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just being whatever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and I get it because, you know, people do say wild shit sometimes and it just be, like, annoying. But you're a public figure. You're posting your business on a public platform. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you're getting mad. It comes with different feedback. When you're a public figure and you post things publicly, you're going to get public feedback. Because we didn't know that they were dating until, I feel like the news broke of them dating when he posted her, didn't it? I think he posted her when we found out that they were dating or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you're posting these public things on a public platform and then you're upset about public feedback, public opinion. You know what I'm saying? I don't like things like that. Like, at least I can see if you were a private person and then they caught you slipping.
Right.
Cool.
Right.
Whatever. But you're posting her. She's posting you. You're posting videos. You're posting all these things publicly. It's annoying to me, in my opinion. It's like, Why are you mad for you're posting it?
You should expect the feedback.
You should expect it, right?
Yeah, you should expect feedback for sure.
At that point, is that you won't be a public figure and post things publicly. At that point, be conditioned to ignore the shit. But then again, we're human. I'm not trying to be insensitive. I'm just saying, like, I just feel like sometimes it's just like, okay, you're telling us to mind our business when you're posting it on your page. Like, you have millions of followers, and you're telling us to mind our business because it doesn't make any sense to me.
All right,
that was a quick sidebar. Anyway, like I said, I don't think the sweetie thing and why do things won't last. I think it's kind of funny that you're with him now after Quavo. That's whatever. But I mean, they all cheat, so whatever.
They all cheat.
They do. Anyway, next. Yes. So what's the next one? Raven Simone. Oh, and quickly too, this reminds me of that. And did you hear about Lori Harvey? I think I talked about how Lori Harvey has people sign NDAs and stuff now. I believe that rumor now. I believe it because Raven Simone came out and Raven Simone came out and said that she had people sign NDAs in the past, and she also had her wife sign an NDA when they were dating or whatever.
Oh, she got a wife?
Yeah, she's married, yeah. Oh. So I'm gonna play this little clippity clip real quick. Hold on. You can hear it when I play clips, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. I'll play it right here.
Especially when I started
this bitch.
All of my relationships, especially when I started, obviously, when I started dating, I had to get people to sign NDAs. And it took me a while to wrap my head around it because it's just very impersonal, but someone in our position needs to do that.
When, at what point in the date or the relationship do you say, I have some paperwork for you?
Before the naughty times come. Right before naughty time comes.
Wait, but who's stopping to read these documents ahead of time?
The lawyers right there in the room. Welcome to being a celebrity in Hollywood nowadays.
As a single person, when you're a single person, where do you go get this paperwork?
Lawyer. I had a lawyer. He sent me multiple copies. You pick one up, date it, sign it. I still got them. I still got all of them. So nobody can say anything in it, whatever. And then I had one person.
How big is your file?
He said, how big is your file?
All of my relief.
But no, so I don't blame her. They said Lori Harvey does it. I believe that now. I think Jess Hilarious said that when she was on the Breakfast Club the other day, and she said that she has people sign NDAs now too.
I believe it.
I believe it, and I'm all for it.
I believe it.
I'm all for it. Actually, that's so smart.
Yeah, of that magnitude, people of that magnitude, yeah.
Because you never know what be going on in their lives and what type of shit they be. It just be, even when they be having parties and shit. I'm sure on Diddy parties, I'm sure he be having people sign NDAs and that motherfucker.
I'm sure.
Because that shit, you know, it's like, what they call a Holly weird. It's a lot of shit that be going down behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Get had an NDA queued up and ready to go. For real.
Print them up. Get them printed.
Yeah, but yeah, I totally understand. Because you just never know. You never fucking know. And I know Lori Harvey was, I know that Future did a number on her when he had her in that damn song, was talking shit about her in that damn song. He did a number on her. So she was like, oh no, let me get the paperwork out.
She had a backtrack, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hell no. You ain't finna write no song about me no more. If I break up with you, you ain't finna talk shit about me. Oh, hell no. Mm-mm-mm.
That's crazy, though.
I think that's smart. Do it.
It is.
Do
you
it.
You wanna do it, too? You wanna do it?
Yeah. Anywho. So, Megan Thee Stallion has a new boo. Because, I guess the whole... So, her and Partisan Fontaine broke up. And I don't even know how long they've been broken up. I don't know if, I'm guessing maybe, I don't know if it was like during the whole case thing or after the case was, after the verdict was made, or I don't know. But they broke up and they broke up and I guess they stayed broken up. And she hopped onto the next nigga and you know what I'm saying? That's what bad bitches do. They keep it fucking moving. So she's with, and you know, I love to make jokes about, listen, I don't know anything about, the only time I know anything about sports or any of these athletic niggas is that they date one of the girls. So I've never heard of, he's a soccer player. Romelu Lukaku.
I never heard of him, but I've seen
he plays overseas, I think. Romelu. Okay. His name is Romelu Lukaku, a Belgian professional footballer. Oh, so like football as in like football or soccer? Soccer.
Soccer.
Okay, yeah, yeah, because, you know, yeah.
Football overseas is soccer.
Yeah, yeah, he plays as a striker. I'm on Google now, guys. He plays as a striker for the Serie A club Inter Milan on, I don't know what the fuck this is, on loan from Premier League club Chelsea in the Belgium National League. So he's a Belgium soccer player. No, he's not Belgium, but he plays in Belgium. Yeah, yeah. But I think he's African. Hold on.
Yeah, he's African.
How you know? Because it has an African name? No. I'm just playing with you. Okay, so his current team is Inter Milan.
Okay.
Y'all, I'm so sorry. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know none of these niggas. Unless they dating somebody, I don't know none of these niggas. Okay. So Inter Milan is the soccer team. Uh-huh. It says on loan from Chelsea. I don't know what the fuck that means.
Chelsea soccer team.
But it says on loan from Chelsea. What does that mean?
On loan from Chelsea.
I don't know what the fuck that means. It says on loan. This right here, look. I don't fucking know.
Hold on.
Help me, J Rob. You didn't. Inter Milan, right? But it says from loan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the team. Yeah, that's the team.
Okay. Okay. And then, but he is. Let me look. Let me make sure he's African. Like I think he is. Hold on. I don't care. Soccer. I don't care. Inter. No. No. Where is he from? No. Let me go back. Hold on. Club career, international career, personal life. Hold on. Belgium. He plays out in Belgium. Hold on. Because she be putting some man. Megan be pulling him, okay? Hold on. Okay. So, Lukaku was born in Antwerp, Belgium. Oh, he was born in Belgium. Okay. To Congolese parents. Okay, so he's African.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, bet. Okay, anywho. Yeah, so he's a Belgium soccer player of African descent. Boom. Period. Okay? And Megan Thee Stallion, I don't know how the fuck you find an African nigga that play in Belgium, bitch, but you a bad bitch, okay? And she was out frolicking with him at some wedding or whatever, because she went to the Beyoncé concert out in Paris. Uh-huh. And then she went and was with her new man at a wedding somewhere. Uh-huh. I know that's, you a bad bitch. Can you pull the niggas from African niggas from Belgium? That don't even live in America. She said, fuck these rap niggas. Fuck these US niggas. Fuck these American niggas. Let me go overseas. Cause you know what? Because fuck that shit. You got these rappers talking about how they fucked her left and right and Tory Lanez and, you know, did all this fuck shit with you. And it's, she like, nah. And then I'm gonna go with this nigga that don't give a fuck about none of these rap niggas over here in the US. I'm about to be over here with this nigga out overseas somewhere with my new nigga. So that's her right now, Megan Thee Stallion. Kudos to you, sis. She also says that she is taking a break from releasing music until she fully heals. And I don't blame her. She went through a lot with that whole case. She's still going through the case. And also, I heard that she's still battling the whole label drama. I thought that she was free from the label stuff. Was that a lie? Because it was a whole thing. Remember they said, oh, she's officially off the label or whatever, but now she's still battling
some stuff. She's still going through.
Because then Carl Crawford come out and was like apologizing and all that other shit. And he put out an apology statement. I'm like, oh, he definitely fucking lost. So I guess she's still battling that. And then she subpoenaed her ex-BFF and it's a whole situation.
Damn.
So she's dealing with that. She's still dealing with the Tory Lanez shit. Mm-hmm. So go overseas. Take a break. Go overseas. Get you a Belgium nigga that's African and that plays soccer. Because I forgot one important thing real quick while I Google Romelu Lukaku. Romelu Lukaku net worth. I forgot one more important thing. This man. look! I apologize if I'm butchering your name. Mr. Romelu is worth $150 million. I know that's fucking right, bitch. I know that is right. Fuck these U.S. rap niggas. Go overseas. Get you a rich African nigga that plays soccer in Belgium. Fuck these niggas. Girl, yes. I forgot that one key ingredient before I got off this topic. That one key ingredient. The fuck? Hell no, he don't give a fuck about none of these rap niggas over here. He all overseas in Europe somewhere playing. And he don't give a fuck about y'all. Fuck that. Fuck that. I don't give a fuck. She got a clean slate in another country.
Dog.
She said, "Fuck this American. Fuck this American shit. Fuck it.
You going to Belgium? That's what you about to do. You about to go to Belgium?"
And honestly, she's skipping steps, because this is what I said about Lori Harvey. And when she's done with these American niggas, well, Damson's not American. But, you know, hopefully the Lori Harvey and Damson thing lasts. They look cute. But if that don't last, I see Lori Harvey saying, fuck no. And the thing is, like, the Damson, it just think, yeah, he's from another country. But he does work in America. He's an American citizen. You know, he does shit in America. You need to get a nigga that works overseas. He's an overseas nigga and he works overseas. He don't know nothing about this American shit. So the Damson Idris thing don't count. Anywho, so
that's crazy.
Ooh.
Jeez, man.
I'm fucking crying. Okay. Anywho. Two more things. Okay, well, since we're on this, okay, so real quick, since we're on the Beyonce tip, mm-hmm. I'm still super excited. Is that a white man right there? Or is he mixed? Because I feel a way about that hairstyle. Okay. Anyway, so so put the mic up. They can hear you cackling. Put the mic up, J-Rod.
My laugh is ugly. But,
but no, so speaking of Beyonce real quick, Blue Ivy has made her stage performance debut. She fucking it up out overseas. She's been coming out on stage with Beyonce during the concert and doing a routine, I think, with Black Parade mixed with My Power. So she's doing that. She looks great. Happy for her. She's 11 years old. You know, of course, she's been getting some hate, saying like, oh, you know, she's not doing that good and blah blah blah, you know, the typical thing.
She's been getting hate since she was born.
Yeah, since she was born. She's 11 years old. She's dancing in front of thousands of thousands of thousands of thousands of thousands of people overseas. She's doing a great job. Her mom's Beyonce. It doesn't fucking matter. Get over it. Anywho, last thing. So I want to hear what you have to say, J-Rob.
What?
So, you know, of course, like, you know, there's the running joke of Lizzo and, you know, comments on her weight. Mm-hmm. Ever since she's been out, people have always commented about her weight. It's like always every 3 months we look up and it's always someone commenting about Lizzo's weight, right? And when it comes to that, when it comes to someone's weight, public figure or not, that's when I say mind your business. Mm-hmm. That's when I will say mind your business. I feel like there's no excuse to, you know, ridicule someone for their appearance. I think that, you know, when it comes to weight and, you know, obesity or just metabolism, just health situations, everyone's body is different. Everyone's mm-hmm. metabolism is different. Fact. You don't know what internal things she's battling with her health. She says that she eats clean and we see that she's active on tour. You know, so maybe, you know, maybe there's something else underlying that she just doesn't want to discuss with us.
Right.
But so someone tweeted out that she, you know, Lizzo went on a whole, you know, she went on a whole Twitter thread just expressing herself because she's tired of it, and I don't blame her. So someone says, they showed a clip of Lizzo in concert, doing a Tina Turner tribute, hopping up around. You know, with Lizzo concerts, you know, she's very active. She works the stage. She's a very good performer, a very good entertainer. She's active. She jumps around, dances, all that good stuff. But they said, so someone tweeted out, how is Lizzo still this fat when she's constantly moving this much on stage? I wonder what she must be eating. LOL, like the little laugh crying emoji. So Lizzo responded and said, I just logged on this app and this is the type of shit I see about me on a daily basis. It's really starting to make me hate the world. Then someone in the comments said, I eat lots of fast food. I literally stopped eating fast food years ago. She goes on and says, y'all don't know how close I'd be to giving up on everyone and quitting and enjoying my money and my man on a fucking farm. The love definitely does not outweigh the hate on social media. All because I'm fat? This is crazy. I hate it here. Also, to people who haven't had an original thought or fresh air in years, being fat isn't my brand. Being fat is what my body looks like. That's it. That's all. My brand is feel good music. My brand is championing all people. My brand is a black girl liberation. I've always led with my talent, but when I dropped Good as Hell, feel good music was corny. And they, I definitely did that to her. Y'all definitely tried to say her music was corny. When I dropped Juice Disco Pop, wasn't for them. Y'all did do that too. When I was body positive in 2016, being body positive was pandering. They did that too. Now everybody on that wave, and I'm still. She said, now everybody's on that same wave I was on, and now I'm getting shitted on. Man, fuck y'all. I'm reading this whole thing. Y'all really need to touch grass. I'm not trying to be fat. I'm not trying to be smaller. I'm literally just trying to live and be healthy. This is what my body looks like. Like, even when I'm eating super clean and working out, y'all speak on shit y'all know nothing about, and I'm starting to get heated. Okay. Yes. So we all see that Lizzo, she, you know, being on stage, being a performer is a workout. It is. She's a performer. It's even hard for me sometimes to even do karaoke. Because you want to dancing around and singing at the same time.
Nah, it's a workout.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
a lot of work.
You know what I'm saying? It's hard to do karaoke sometimes. And don't be drunk either. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot. It's a lot. So you doing that hundreds of times on tour,
right,
and dance, doing full out 8 counts of choreography and just blowing like that, like the way you do?
Yeah, every day.
You know what I'm saying? So she works out, like, I'm sure. You know what I'm saying? There must be an underlying issue. And like, at that point, that is when people should mind their business. You don't know what people are going through. Everyone's body isn't the same. Some people can't lose weight like that. You know what I'm saying? They can't.
That's a fact.
So mind your business. Because like, at this point, it's just cruel and rude. At that point. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you think about this, J-Rob?
Loud and clearly, fuck them people.
Yeah.
Anyhow. Nah, it's, like you said, everybody's body's different.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm a skinny. I be trying to get fucking weight.
Yeah, like some people are naturally skinny.
Yeah, I can't gain weight. Like, same.
Okay.
I gained a little bit, but that was it.
Yeah.
I'm still skinny.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
Yeah.
Just how I was. Yeah. Made. But no, everything. Everybody's body different. It is what it is. Fuck them people.
Mm-hmm. Because I can see she was sitting around just being like a whatever, but it's like you see that she's active. She's physically active on a regular basis.
Every day, pretty much.
Yeah. So, and you don't think that someone rich like Lizzo, you don't think that she could, you know, if she really wanted to do it, she could just, you know, people, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, stop. Just stop. Anywho, so that's all for my topics. Let's move on to the music segment of the show. All I have right now on my list is the Put It On The Floor remix with Cardi B.
That's the only song that's been playing those.
Yeah, that's your shit, right? I want to see where it debuts on the Hot 100, because even before the Cardi B feature, the Cardi B remix, I was surprised that that Lotto's Put It On The Floor wasn't charting. It's not on Hot 100 at all. I was surprised because everyone you look is even prom people are ripping out the plastic, all that shit. Like,
right.
It's all over TikTok. It's everywhere. And it's like, it didn't chart on Billboard not once.
Is it on the radio?
I don't know. Listen to the radio no more. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's all about TikTok and on social media everywhere. It's all everywhere. It's not on the Hot 100 at all. I'm like, well, this is weird to me. So hopefully this Cardi B thing, this Cardi B collab pushes it up and places it on the charts. And I'm sure it will. But Cardi B said, if the song makes it to the top 15 on Hot 100, she said she's gonna release music. So hopefully that, you know, this girl, you've been overdue for that album, sis. And I know you tired of hearing it, but we tired of waiting. But yeah, I want to see that. It's a nice, cute song. I like it. It makes a feel good song.
Definitely feel good.
Let me know what you think. But I saw someone tweet out and say they feel like we don't have a song of the summer yet. How do you think that's true? I don't know.
That could be one of them.
But. Yeah, that, well, I think it's one of them. And what else? I think Ice Spice has a song. I think the Princess Diana is a song of the summer. This is a good song for the summer too.
I don't know.
You don't think
it
so?
Can be. I don't know.
What you think? What do you think is a song of the summer?
What's a joint that's out right now?
Because we got Ice Spice, but Ice Spice, her EP came out like, when did it come out? Like early this year?
Yeah.
Or like late last year, some shit like that.
Yeah.
So she's been out with her EP, but Princess Diana with the Nicki Minaj on it, that's a summer song. Put It On The Floor, it's a summer song. Right. Don't Play With It came out a while ago, so I don't think that counts. No, that's too old. Tomorrow Too came out a while ago. That don't count. Damn, Megan. See, Megan ain't outside. See, if Megan was outside, we would have had some shit. You know what I'm saying? What you think? Area Codes by Cali.
Oh, I heard that joint.
You think it's a song? It's a summer song? You don't think it's?
Nah, it's a summer song though. But I don't know.
It's on the Hot 100 now.
The Put It On The Floor is like that's the top one right now.
It is. You think so?
That's the top one right now.
Mm-hmm. When do you think? Because I told you how I was surprised that Put It On The Floor wasn't on the charts yet.
Right.
But when do you think it matters and when it doesn't matter when it comes to charting?
Mm-hmm.
When do you feel like it matters and when it doesn't matter?
It matters. Honestly, it matters for real anytime for real to me.
No, I'm just saying like just impact-wise. When do you think charting song matters and when do you think it doesn't matter when it's on the chart? Like, we'll Put It On The Floor. I feel like I'm surprised that it hasn't charted yet, mm-hmm. but I'm sure with the Cardi B, it might chart, but I'm surprised it didn't chart by itself yet.
Right,
but
right.
Again, it's every, you see it everywhere. So at right. that point, I don't think I care if it charts or not because it's everywhere. The impact is right in your face.
Right.
That's my opinion about that. But like, what do you think as even like a producer, yeah, like even someone that makes music, like, what do you think? Like when does it matter and when does it not matter?
The impact. Like you said, the impact.
Put up the mic up.
Oh, yeah, the impact of the record, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, how we seen it everywhere, fucking Instagram, TikTok. As soon as you open the app, that shit is on it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
First of all, y'all putting, trash bags and Safeway bags over your head? That's crazy. That's scary as fuck. I remember when it was scary to put a bag over your head, but now y'all just, y'all just fucking doing it. Like, it's crazy.
All it takes is one person.
Yeah.
Well, say the line.
The fuck? I'm so scared of getting suffocated. Y'all wild as shit. Okay, so when does it matter when it's something charts? When does it matter? When do you feel like something needs to chart? And if it doesn't chart, it's like
We keep saying it, over and over again. Then you get get the feature, like a big feature, like Cardi on the joint. That's when.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about like, okay, we got that part, but like right. when things don't chart, they don't have. When do you feel like charts matter? Like we know why it don't matter, but now when it does, like when do you feel like charts matter?
I don't know. I don't know, bro.
I feel like charts matter when you have a machine behind you. Like with Lotto, like her, Lotto, like her other songs don't really chart that high sometimes. And I feel like that's when charts matter because like Lotto has a team behind her. She's signed to a label. She has a team behind her. So when things don't chart, it's like, what is the issue? Now what's the problem? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But we'll Put It On The Floor, we see it in our face. So the chart thing, even though if it don't chart, it's fine because it's the impact. You got prom people doing it for their prom rollouts.
Right.
You got grown people doing it with they keep, like, it's everybody fucking doing it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So with that, the chart don't matter. But when it comes to an artist with a machine and you have your sign, you have all these people backing you and you don't chart high or you don't chart at all, what's the issue? That's when I think about, what's the issue with you? Why are you not charting? That's my opinion.
Well, it's a few things. You gotta register this shit too into the sound scan system to be recognized.
That's when someone has all that backing. Yeah, of
right,
course.
Right, right.
Yeah,
but maybe they didn't do it for that joint. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but it can chart though. It can eventually.
Some people got a team and backing and don't chart.
Yeah, I know. Because the shit ain't popping.
Yeah, even with Chloe,
right.
Like you know, she and I have to listen to her album like 10 times already. It's grown on me. I like it now. I like it a lot now.
Right.
But you know, I feel like she has the team behind her, and she has the resources and stuff. But you know, Chloe, she doesn't. She you know some a lot of those songs that she the singles that she put out didn't really chart that high or didn't chart at all.
Because
so that's when it's like, what is the issue? But then she sells out her little tours and things like that. So, you know, her tours are helping it and stuff like that. But it's like, you know, when she just puts out the music, the pure music, it's like, why is this stuff not charting? What's not connecting?
It's all about connecting the people.
That's when it's like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. So that's just my output when it comes to charting and not charting and things like that. Real quick though, did you hear about how, I didn't put this on my list. Did you hear about the girl Callie, the one that has the area code song?
Yeah.
You heard about how she didn't know, she had no clue that it was like homage to, or is it homage or homage?
Homage
to like the Ludacris area code song. I was like, what? When I read that, I said, what? So now I was like, we definitely know she didn't write that damn hook. Like, we definitely know that she didn't write that hook. And again, guys, you know, I don't care. You know, I don't care whether you write order or not. But I'm like, damn, like, you at least didn't write the hook. But like, I'm like, damn, like, why ain't nobody tell her? Like, if I don't write my hooks, or if I get help with writing, right, I'm going to ask someone, where'd you get that from? What made you say that?
Why you go to act, right? She probably just didn't inquire about
that. But the thing is, like, girl, you said it out loud. It's on print now, sis. Like, now we know you didn't. You had no idea. And because I think she was born in 1999 or 2000 or some shit like that. Or
the song came out like 2001
or some shit. Yeah. Or she was born around that time. But either way, like, I mean, shit. I know some fuck who came out before I was born. I don't know. I know some Luther Vandross and some fucking Anita Baker and some fucking Michael Jackson and shit and Jackson 5 and shit like that. I know, you know what I'm saying? Like, but no. I'm like, damn. Like, so we know you didn't write that hook. We know you, like, come on now. Ain't no way the writer or whoever, ain't no way somebody said I got holes in different area codes and didn't come pull that from Ludacris.
Yeah.
So
we all know what's up with that.
Yeah.
We gotta look at the credits.
That reminds me of when Lotto did Big Energy. She didn't know that was a Mariah Carey sample at first.
Right.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my god, oh my god. I'm like, damn, am I old? Shit. You didn't know that was a Mariah Carey sample at first? Oh my god. Y'all make it. It's like, at least, like, if you know what I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, everyone gets help with writing. I'm not mad at that. But damn, just know where it's coming from. Ask questions. And writers and producers, give them history lessons too. Like, be like, oh, you know, I made this cool song for you. By the way, I pulled this from Mariah Carey. I pulled this from Ludacris. By the way, I pulled this from so and so. Tell them too, because they're gonna be on Complex and TMZ talking about how I had no idea. I didn't know that was a. People said that people was talking about Ludacris to me. I had no idea what they meant by that. What the fuck? What the hell? No.
Oh man.
No. Tell these people where you get your shit from, writers and producers.
We got you. Education.
I'm like, Ludacris? That it's like Ludacris though? Like, you act like that ain't fucking Ludacris is not like a old, I mean, he's been out, but like, it's not like you saying like fucking Slick Rick or KRS-One or somebody. That's Ludacris. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm sure you heard the song at least once. At least one.
I got holes. Right. I got holes.
I still play that to this day.
Different area. Kitty, now Ludacris needs to hop on a remix. Because I heard a rumor about how Nicki Minaj is going to hop on the Area Codes remix. But Ludacris needs to hop on that remix too at this point. Because no, you owe him that.
He probably got a verse already.
He better have it queued up and ready to go. Well, he better have put on a TikTok and just do it as a freestyle or something. Something.
And promote Fast and Furious.
Don't get me started on that. Don't say that word. That's triggering for me. Because at this point, I never was really into it like that. I've seen like maybe one or two. And I had a boyfriend at one point that like one of his gifts to me was to take me to go see Fast 8. Like, whatever. You wanted to see that movie, not me. I didn't give a fuck about a damn Fast 8. Like, what the fuck?
NDA.
Like, what the fuck? But like, you niggas love that damn Fast and Furious franchise. But I heard it like jumped a gun. Now it's like Supernatural now or some shit like that. Like, it's like,
Supernatural. What?
Like it's like wild now. It's like.
Oh, just extra.
Yeah, it's like extra now. Like, it's just like, what the fuck type shit is this now?
He broke it down, explaining why they make so many. But
I mean, I know why, because you guys are paying tribute to Paul Walker and he wanted to have 10 of them. But I heard that they put out Fast 10 and there's two parts to it. Mm-hmm. If y'all do anything more than 10, I swear to God, I'm gonna say something. I'm gonna say something on the show. I am. Anyway, yeah, so that, and then, I don't have any movies or whatever, but I watched Missing on Netflix with Storm Reid.
Was it good?
It was cool. I got what I expected, you know?
I thought you would have saw Little Mermaid.
Oh, I did. I thought I talked about it last time, you know? Oh. I did. I saw Little Mermaid, guys. It was so beautiful. I loved it. Holly Bailey's voice is she has the voice of an, she's, her voice is just like angelic. I just love her voice. It was really cute, guys. You guys are annoying. You guys said something about how you hated that they didn't mention slavery. What the fuck? What the fuck type shit is this? What do you mean they didn't mention slavery? Why would they mention slavery? Shut the fuck up. She got a damn white dad, an Asian sister, and a fucking, like, she got a white dad. The dude, Eric, got a black mama. He got, it's like, it's, come on now. It's not about race with this movie. They got talking crabs and talking fish. You want them to talk about slavery? Shut the fuck up. Shut up. Shut up. Slavery? Slavery? A mermaid movie about, so you want a slave mermaid? What are you talking about? Stop.
People be reaching, man.
It's like, what are you saying? Slavery? Shut up. Anyway, Holly Bailey, she gonna be in Color Purple as well.
Oh shit.
So I'll see that, the Color Purple remake. So I'll see that. And yeah. Whoopi Goldberg. This is how my thought process goes. So I said Color Purple, I thought of Whoopi, and now I'm talking about the nigga from Sister Act. Don't you know the nigga from Sister Act? The guy that was the guy that was singing, oh happy, the nigga that was singing ass nigga on Sister Act.
Yeah.
And he was in City High. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that he wrote Superstar for Usher. I didn't. I had no idea.
I didn't know that either.
Uh huh. He wrote that shit.
Oh shit.
I had no fucking
history
idea.
Lessons. History lesson.
Yeah. We're this City High remixing. And he wrote some other shit too. But yeah, I had no idea he wrote Superstar.
Oh, shit.
I'll be your groupie, baby, cause you are my superstar.
Sing the first note. Auto-tune this, please.
Oh, auto-tune, yeah. Please. Yeah, yeah. This was for you. You. You know who can hit that shit like perfectly?
Who?
Rotimi.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. I'll play you the song that he did. He did with someone with Luke Nasty where he did the sample. He did the whole thing. It was cool. Okay. Anywho, yeah, so that's all. I watched Missing on Netflix. It was cool, whatever. And I'm waiting for that movie I told you about, what's it called?
The Black Scary Movie.
Yeah, whatever.
Black Horror Movie.
Yeah, so that comes out this month, so I'm ready for that. And right now I'm just currently looking for Renaissance outfits, and I'm going to buy my bundles. I think I'm going to do some bundles, a sewing maybe. I'm figuring that out right now. But yeah, whatever. Yeah. Anywho, so the quote of the day. I follow Tanaya Henry. I love her. She has a accessory line and things like that. She used to be a video vixen and things like that. I follow her on Twitter, and she was spitting some bars. She was spitting some good life shit. So she says,
I see.
Your words and thoughts hold all the power. You can control the narrative if you believe you can. And that's true. That is true. So, you know, it's very important to exercise physically, but it's also important to exercise mentally and to train yourself mentally, because those thoughts and assumptions and things like that, they can eat you up inside, and it's not good. So let's practice mental, this just the power of the mind and things like that. And I have to remind myself of that too. So I bookmarked those tweets, and I'm going to repeat that to myself and just keep that in mind. Yeah.
Amen.
So there you go. That was Heard for you guys. Thank you guys for listening to Heard the Podcast. I'm available on all podcast streaming platforms. Guys, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, HER_D, the podcast. Thank you guys for listening, and I'm out. Bye. Say bye, J-Rob.
Bye, y'all.
All right, bye. So-